Hello. This week, on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question about the difference between the phrases as per and according to. This is Ming Wen. I just wanted to know what is the difference between as per and according to when writing an email. Many thanks in advance, Ming Wen. Dear Ming Wen, this is a great question. In some cases, we can use both of these expressions in the same way, but they do have slight differences in tone and formality. Let's start with according to. According to is described as a preposition in many dictionaries. According to means as stated by someone or shown by something. It is usually used at the beginning of a sentence. Here are some examples. According to our teacher, the final paper is due before the end of the day. According to my last email, if we do not schedule the event soon, we will not be able to do so until next year. It can also mean in a way that agrees with. For this meaning, according to can appear in the middle of a sentence. For example, the teacher divided the class according to age. Any student born before July was put in group A, and anyone born July 1st or after was placed in group B. The term according to is used very generally. The tone or feeling that we get from it is neutral, meaning neither good nor bad. It can be used in both formal and informal situations. According to is used best when we expect something to have happened, or for setting up meetings or completing requests. This use is most closely related to as per, so let's move on to that discussion now. As per means in accordance with. The expression combines the adverb as with the preposition per. Here is an example. Dear Karen, as per your request, I have listed all of the items that we need to send out by next week. In this case, it has the same meaning as according to, and we can use it in similar situations when we want to point out something previously referenced. But it is best to use as per with more formal requests that have specific times and dates. The term is often used in commercial or business settings. We can also use just the preposition per in the same way, as in this example. Dear Professor Karen, I handed in the test before the due date, per your instructions. Both according to and as per relate to what was previously said or done. According to is more general and can be used in different situations. As per is more formal and is often used for business, especially with specific due dates and requests. If you are still unsure about which to use, try thinking of the connotation of each. Connotation is the idea, feeling, or association linked to a word or phrase. Since according to is more general and can be used in a lot of different situations, it usually has a neutral connotation. In recent years, especially with many jobs going online, as per is sometimes seen in a more negative way. This has led to many internet memes showing how as per is used in emails. So, you might want to choose according to, just in case. Please let us know if these explanations have helped you, Mingwen. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.